Some men try so hard to prove that God's not really real, while others say they know for sure His love you cannot feel. But I know He's real within my soul, for one day He cleansed and made me whole. And Jesus is still the answer for that longing deep in your soul. Still the answer, He's the answer for your soul. And though some may say He doesn't fit with their philosophy, I know Jesus is still the answer. He's always been and always will be.
Welcome to the program Daily Walk, presented by the Apostolic Faith Church in Stavanger. May God bless this time of devotion given from Sunday to Friday at 7 p.m. Shall we start with a word of prayer? Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for the opportunity you've given us to study your word, particularly as we go through the book of Matthew. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to enlighten your word and let it be a blessing to all the hearers today, those hearing via the radio and those hearing via the internet. Bless each and every one and let your word be a blessing to each and every one of us. We'll praise you forever, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Matthew 12, 22 through 37. Devotional focus verse. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit. Matthew 12, 33. What kind of spiritual fruit would be produced by this religious movement? Not any of value, if you listen to what its detractors had to say. When the Pentecostal outpouring began in Los Angeles, newspapers described the building on Azusa Street where the services were held as a tumble-down shack and called the leader an old colored exhorter, blind in one eye. The Los Angeles Daily Times published a front-page story with the heading, "New Sect of Fanatics is Breaking Loose." After the Apostolic Faith headquarters was established in Portland, crowds gathered at times around the buildings where believers were meeting and raised a commotion, claiming the worshipers were under some kind of hypnotic spell. Among other things, the interracial mixing of nationalities in the services was frowned upon. Hoodlums sought to disrupt the meetings, and at times, the building was pelted with bottles and stones, and the windows were broken out. Accusations and ridicule were common in the early days of the Pentecostal movement. However, as our key verse brings out, the nature of a man or doctrine or movement can be rightly evaluated only when the results have had time to develop. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit on Azusa Street began in 1906. Florence Crawford arrived in Portland, Oregon on Christmas Day of 1906, when the first church services were held in an old converted blacksmith shop. That is long enough ago to evaluate the fruit of the Pentecostal movement and the Apostolic Faith Church. From a simple beginning among hungry hearts eager to serve God, a worldwide work sprang up. Today, Apostolic Faith churches have been established around the world. a literature ministry, has covered the globe with gospel publications produced and mailed out free of charge in more than 70 different languages. No historian will ever calculate the impact of the thousands who have been saved, sanctified, and baptized by the power of the Holy Ghost, and then scattered through the efforts of this work to the ends of the earth. Lives have been transformed, broken homes reunited, and alcoholics, gamblers, and drug users delivered instantly from the bondage of addiction. Clearly, the fruit has been good fruit. Today, pause and thank God for a spiritual heritage that has stood the test of time. Background information. The Pharisees were envious of Jesus, and this passage reveals their carnal hearts by their crass and cruel opposition. They knew he was doing great things, but they could not explain his miracles, so they accused him of working through the power of Satan rather than the power of God. They did not want Jesus' fame to become any greater, possibly fearing their positions would be taken from them or that the Jews would look to Jesus instead of them. Jesus refuted their illogical accusation by pointing out that if a kingdom is divided, it cannot stand. If Satan were to do away with his own demonic helpers, he would be destroying his own kingdom. The defeat of Satan had to be accomplished by one who was against Satan, and that was the Son of God. Jesus drew a further picture, saying that no one could enter a strong man's house and spoil, carry off, his goods without first restraining the strong man. Again, the logic was irrefutable. Satan was a conquered foe, or Jesus could not be seizing his property. In verses 31 and 32, Jesus spoke of what has been termed the unpardonable sin. Blasphemy against the Holy Ghost is persisting to reject the very one who convicts of sin. The person who does this rejects the only one who can draw him to repentance, and thus loses any opportunity to be pardoned. Jesus went on to point out that one can know a tree by the fruit it bears. So it is with mankind. What a person says and does shows his character. The connection to the preceding verses is clear, for the Pharisees had just revealed what was in their hearts by the blasphemous words they had spoken. In verses 36 and 37, Jesus put forth another solemn warning. People at the judgment will be required to give an account for idle words. The word idle means lazy, useless, or barren. Jesus' warning against careless speech is tied to the fact that one's conversation reveals the condition of his heart. Conclusion. People will evaluate our Christianity by our words and actions, whether good or bad. Let us be sure that when people watch our lives, the fruit they observe is truly Christ-like.
We hope you have enjoyed our time of devotion today. We welcome you back at the same time tomorrow for another edition of our Daily Walk. For now, if you are in Stavanger area, we would like to invite you to our service on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. in our church, located at Chensvolvian 56, next door to Chensvol School. You will hear good music. You'll be able to participate in singing. You will hear personal testimony of what God has done in the life of many people. And more than that, you will be able to hear the Word of God. We invite you, should you want to know more about our church, visit our website in Norwegian, apostolisk-tro.no. Or would you prefer to know more about us in English? We invite you to visit our Portland headquarters church website, which is apostolicfaith.org. We pray God bless you as you continue to join us in this program. Shall we close today with a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word that we have listened to today. You have set us up on this earth as your representative, as your ambassador. Help us, Jesus, to bear good fruit that will reflect the truth of your love to the world around us. Help us to conduct ourselves properly in this world. Most importantly, do that for us, Jesus, by the renewing of our mind every day, so that what will come out from within us and be reflected in the world will show the truth of your word in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for all the listeners today. We ask that your blessings will be upon them. We ask that you will reach out to each and every one of them in every area of their lives where they need your help. Jesus, we pray that your Holy Spirit will help them, will solve all the problems and all the challenges. We live in a world that there is so much pain now. We invite you, Holy Spirit, look down, touch the heart of everyone, heal our land, and give us peace, and we will glorify you. Thank you, Jesus, for having heard our prayers. Take all the glory, take all the honor, and let the blessing be ours. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Never thank him enough for salvation full and free. I can never do anything to deserve such perfect love. Oh, for everything he's done, I can never praise him enough.
For many years I've served the Lord the best that I know how, giving unto him my time and telling of his power. But if I were to spend unending hours on my knees praising him for everything he's ever done for me, I could never
praise him enough for the cross of Calvary. I could never thank him enough for salvation full and free. I can never do anything to deserve such perfect love. Oh, for everything he's done, I can never praise him enough.
A thousand tongues could not express just what the Lord has done. As if he hadn't done enough, he gave his only son to hang upon a rugged cross and bear the load of sin. That explains why I can't express the love I have for him. I can never
praise him enough for the cross of Calvary. I can never thank him enough for salvation. Salvation.